Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's the thing with Sauce. He hasn't in the last year and a half been the same player he was early in his career. I think he's top five in the NFL when it comes to, over the last two seasons, defensive pass interference and holding. So they got to get the penalty out of Sauce Gardner, no doubt. But if they and Lou Anarumo can get him to play somewhat the way that he did his first two seasons, this secondary in Indy is in the conversation for being the best in that conference, and it's built to beat Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen in the playoffs.
Okay, Dan Orlovsky, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, 803-0550. Big move. I feel like this says something about me that I'm not proud of, but I both love the trade for the Colts and would never have made it. I don't have the courage, I think, to make that trade, you know? And no one knows that I could have made it either. Because it doesn't get made. It gets made with someone else, or it doesn't get made.
Right.
And nobody ever knows that I had that opportunity to. Like, Brandon Bean knows today.
Right.
A list of players he could have traded for.
Right. And there's probably a handful of people that would have been in the room with him, you know, helping out, that would have some idea about that. I wonder if Josh Allen knows how close they got to anything.
Well.
You know, like, I wonder what kind of. I think you would want guardrails on that if you're Bean and McDermott, right? Because I don't think you want the team to know, like, this receiving core, everybody eats, the whole thing, right? If they're really out there shopping for Chris Olave or Brian Thomas Jr., on one hand, a lot of guys on the team, I think we talked about this with Ross Tucker or maybe Eric Wood at one point in the run-up to this. Like, how does it go over in the room? Like, how do guys feel, right? Because, you know, you go through, you know, the whole year, you know, the off-season program, all of it, you're creating relationships and friendships even, and there's this camaraderie. Like, oh, we got a chance to get a really good guy. Ooh, but he's at my position. how does Joshua Palmer feel about? But the quarterback is, you know, Allen has been, you know, been brought up at draft time. You know, I would assume when they're adding weapons to the offense that they run stuff by him to some extent. I wonder if the trade deadline is such a time. Like, it's different than the offseason. You've got more runway in the offseason, although it does culminate, you know, free agency. You know, crests at the moment the market opens, and you know, everyone doesn't get signed right away, but still, it's a little bit like, it's not quite a deadline, obviously, but it could be similar enough that you get guys, you know, the hopes up of a guy, like, oh, it actually didn't happen. I wonder how that works. You know, like, are they intentional about wanting to make sure the players don't know about it? Do they want to get close on a guy and, like, hey, you know, we might actually really do this. I think we're, you know, we're this small step or that small step away from making a trade for this guy. do we want to loop Josh in and find out what he thinks about him? What has he heard about him? Should we go talk to Gabe Davis, who spent last year with Brian Thomas Jr., and find out if he likes his Lamborghini in the club too much or something? Like, what? Why do they want to divest themselves of this seemingly very talented young player on a rookie contract? Whatever. I just wonder how much, you know, we're way out here trying to figure out the trail of breadcrumbs and like what might have happened, what could have been available, was it a failure, whatever. I mean, I don't know. What's it like being Josh Allen today, aside from like the super actress wife and all the money and all the stuff? But like, his job was going to, I think, get better if they acquired one of these guys, and then it didn't happen.
I would guess that he is, I'll say, consulted. Hey, what do you think? What do you know about this receiver? What do you know? What do you hear? He's got friends everywhere. Receivers. I mean, we found out one day randomly that Christian Kirk and Allen were good friends. I mean, he might have something to say.
That's another teammate of Brian Thomas Jr.
last year.
Yeah.
He might have something to say about all of them through his connections. Like, I'd want to use that. And I'd also want Allen to understand, and I mean, I've had my fun with this idea, but I would think that he does, that it's not going to be up to him.
Right.
I want to know what you think. If this is a player you don't like, that might break a tie against this move, and vice versa. But I just would not want to find out, and I never will, because if it were true, they would never admit it, that he has like the leading voice in any of this.
No.
And
I wouldn't want that either, and I doubt that it's true, but you never know.
I mean, Bean was boasting for a couple years there about how excited Allen was about Coleman and Kincaid. Like, he was pitching these players is how it sounded. And then he backpedaled on that this year. Like, and he went as far as say all the mock drafts that Allen does and everything like that. And maybe he got the impression like, all right, enough. We don't want anybody to think that he's running the draft room.
That has always sounded to me like, oh, this guy was the top guy on our board to me. It's like some version of that to me when they say that about Allen and whatever, a pass catcher. Oh, he loves him. He wanted him. I don't think he would lie.
I don't think he would have to make up that Allen liked these players. He just wouldn't have to volunteer it, you know? That's just my guess again. Let's go to Jim here. Hi, Jim.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
I was a little upset yesterday when I was listening to your show around 4 o'clock, and I heard that Breece Hall was going to the Chiefs, and I thought the rest of the night, I was like, man, I can't believe we couldn't figure something out, because I think that's the only thing they're missing is the running back. And then I woke up this morning just to double check, and it never happened. I don't know if you guys know what happened or
– I never heard – you might have got done in by a fake account or something. There was never – right at 4 o'clock, Breece Hall was crying on Twitter about not getting traded and all his guys leaving.
I had friends tell me that it was said on the show prior to ours.
Right.
Oh.
That's what I heard. But I was listening up at 4 o'clock because I'm a good listener.
There it is.
But the other thing is with Brandon Bean today, he sounded really defeated. I don't know if you guys picked up on that. Like, usually he's a little more, you know, energetic. But
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel like the way I took it was, did he not pull the trigger on something and now he regrets it kind of thing? I don't know. He just sounded different. I just wanted to know what you guys thought about
Yes. Thank you, Jim. I thought it, but hadn't thought to mention it because it wasn't like I studied it, and I wouldn't want to make a bad judgment there. I did think it, though. I thought he seemed kind of subdued today, but that could be a misjudgment. That could just be for some other reason. I don't know, but I'll admit to having the same thought.
I do think he probably there's a lot of ifs here, all right? If they were, like we've been sort of speculating around all day, shopping for a big receiver, that in and of itself might have been emotionally taxing, you know, just mentally draining on Bean, given where he has been standing on that subject. So, and again, like I've said repeatedly, I would expect that wouldn't get in the way, but you're still a human being. Right, so if he was trying to do a thing that he knew he might get dunked on for doing because of his public stance about it, maybe that was grueling. Then I don't know. In the end, they didn't end up doing it. And how he talked about it, like you spend all this time sort of poring over it and resources and hours spent trying to figure out what to do and who you want and what's a good deal, and then nothing comes of it. I think it's possible he was really disappointed because it makes sense to me that they would have been looking for that player, and I don't know how it came to pass that they didn't get him, but they didn't, and maybe he was wearing that today. Like that wouldn't surprise me.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Jim. Here is Nico. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm just a little disappointed that we didn't make any moves. The Colts seeing, you know, them give up two first round picks for a player that they think is going to help them right now, you know, and I just feel like, you know, giving up the future or whatever you would call it for, you know, giving up those first round picks for a player, you know, would help you. It's like, I don't know when the team will be in a better position or one player away from making it in, you know, okay. So next year's first, we draft a player. Are we going to be one player away then? To think that we're not making moves right now to secure a future, mm-hmm. or to have future doesn't make any sense to me. One, Josh is getting older. It's just really frustrating that we have this thing that we're pretty sure could do it. And you know, we have this one issue or two issues that every single person knows about, and we just don't address it. And it's like, okay, cool. We'll get a first. What has a first round pick done for us besides Kincaid? Maybe a little Rousseau. I don't know. It just seems like those players aren't even close to the impact players you can get when you trade your first. So I don't know. I guess we can look forward to the future to having them, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and look forward to, you know, whatever the rest of the season in January. But yeah, no, I hear you. I don't know. Mike said a minute ago, like he like wants to applaud the Colts for making that trade, but also
would never do it.
I don't know about like two number ones, but I said yesterday numerous times, if a number one pick is what it's going to cost for Chris Olave or Brian Thomas Jr., I think it's called for. I think the players are talented enough. It's certainly in the case. Well, both guys have a little bit of a red, if maybe not just a pink flag. Like, what has happened to Brian Thomas Jr. this year? And, like, what is behind that? And is that trouble? That's something you can do your homework on. Talk to Gabe Davis. Talk to Christian Kirk. Talk to your quarterback. Whatever. Figure that out. Olave has had serious head injuries. And so that could be a reason to be reluctant to do it, but either way, I would have spent a first-round pick, not two, but one, on any of those guys, Waddle included, if Miami would have even answered my phone call.
Yeah, Bean did have a comment today about trading in the division, which was a little bit vague, but maybe that is enough to know what he meant, you know, yeah. Wanting to get, maybe it's Waddle, maybe it's Quinnen Williams, or Garrett Wilson, who knows what he was trying to do there, but Nothing got done. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog here, back after sport or after the break. Sports is later. You should know that. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.